Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here. We're live in Studio AOC here in Denver, Colorado, with our buddy Jeff Magoon, who we're going to talk all things insurance. Insurance? No, dude. This is going to be good stuff. This is, we're cracking the code. We're going to talk about golf, how we're having as much fun as possible. And the main message that I just really want to convey to you is we have to stop and pause once in a while to go have as much fun as possible. And there are so many complexities to an insurance claim in the world of insurance, and it keeps getting harder and harder every day. And Jeff and I have been having a lot of great conversations around AI can only fix so many things when the humans get involved, good, bad, and ugly. And how does this benefit you is that we're going to talk about the top things that you need to account for insurance from a true trust advisor who's lived it, and how do you set up the coverage for this. And many of you know, has been following along as we're launching, we're in the final stages of all the digital build to be ordering all of the system build structures for Turkey Toe Retreat and going from our little 9-hole golf course to a full 18-hole golf course. And, you know, it's when you, the bigger you cast your net, the smaller the world is, or they say the harder you work, the luckier you get. So shout out to Adrian, who reached out to us on the message boards. We get so many people reaching out just trying to sell something, but I always like to give credit as due of the humans in this business. And Adrian did a great job of reaching out to say, here's a problem we're out to solve, and we truly have a visionary leader that we're super proud of, and talked about why I should interview Jeffrey on the podcast. So shout out to Jeffrey and the team at the Magoon Group. And what we're going to be talking about is how do you set up this coverage through a trusted advisor. And I'm passionate about this because, hey, we're building this golf course. We want to build it once, build it right, set up the operations. So if something happens, we can handle it. And I always say it's not if, it's when things arise, right? And so I kind of want to call myself out here to start it out by saying we're looking at all the numbers and the world is crazy right now. And we're like, you know what? We're just going to cancel the fire insurance because the price just keeps getting out of control in Colorado. 2 months later, we're sitting on the front porch looking at the fire we can see, knowing the fact that we're down in the valley and not really going to get to us. But it really makes you think differently when it's slapping you right across the face. So timing is everything, tribe. And the timing is now to talk about insurance and see it tee up your business. So we're super stoked to have you here live in studio. Jeff, let's pop the top and have as much fun as possible. Lock and load, tribe. Jeff, what's your favorite beverage?
Arnold Palmer.
Oh, there you go. Or once in a while, I like to say the John Daly, or maybe the Juan Daly, too.
It very well could be and has been.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Well, I think, you know, I'm a fan of Greece. I think Athens is an incredible city. Santorini is very romantic, and I got to spend my 20-year anniversary with my wife there. And we just, you know, the islands, the water, the culture, it's a beautiful place. It reminds you of how you want to live on a day-to-day basis, right? And then spending it with my special partner, my wife, Amy, that's why I say that's my favorite place.
The serendipity of how they're casting this net, my wife and I just celebrated our 18th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
And we were talking about, because I was talking about we're upcoming, we just did our 17th yearly golf trip, and for our 25th, we're planning St. Andrews, and my buddy got married at the castle at Royal Dornoch, and it's this whole kind of thing. And then it talked to my wife, and she's like, well, what about us? And I was like, you know, that's probably more important. And we talked about for our 20th, we need to do a special trip. Yeah. And ironically, it was like Europe and this and like something, right? And Greece came up. So That's why we ask this question, because that's what gets us excited and makes
for
us
sure
think, right? Well, what do you like to do outside of the construction arena, breaking down these silos with insurance that we passionately call the art of construction?
You know, I'm a huge steward of the game of golf, right? I've learned through over many decades. My father, I've been very fortunate to learn, be around the game. And I just have such a passion for it like you do, right? And so it's an opportunity for me to spend time and have a wonderful headspace. I'm only competing against myself, right? And then really have the time to I love playing with other people, but it gives me the time to spend to learn about others, right? And it's just a wonderful place to play a game that you're passionate about, but also have the opportunity to learn a lot about somebody over four and a half hour round.
100%. Well, I can't wait to get on the golf course with you after we, you know, we're business first guys, then we go have as much fun as possible.
Exactly.
But let's break it down for the Art of Construction tribe here, for our builders and affiliates to go out there and crush it and grow their business. What is your story that led you to being the president founder at the Magoon Group?
Well, it's you know, it can be a long story, so you got to cut me off if I go too long.
All right. We're sitting around the fire. We're excited to hear your story. Let's go.
Sure. So started in the insurance industry in 1996 after being actually in the golf business and just being a manufacturer's rep. I came home one day and called my dad and said, you know, Dad, you're in the insurance business, and, you know, all these golf private country clubs that I go to, I see all kinds of people in the financial services space. You know, how did you get into golf? And he said, wow, it is a great tool for business. And so I right out of college, being in the golf business, I realized, you know, I wanted to get in the business space, right? I wanted to get in the insurance industry, follow kind of my family tree, because I'm third generation. And so, you know, got into the business, really, really loved it, realized I was good at it. And I also realized that there were many, many market segments that were underserved, right? And so I just felt like if I could focus on some of those market segments that were underserved, and I knew that I was a subject matter expert in this space, I got a lot out of that. So that's how I got in the insurance business. I stayed in the insurance business. And then when hurricanes, I started insuring lots of contractors, GCs, subcontractors in the Florida market. And, you know, helping my dad back through Hurricane Andrew and then, you know, Hurricane Charlie came through, I realized how valuable and how important the contracting industry was to our economy, right? And especially the local economies that are hit and damaged by storms. So from there, because this might sound maybe a little overconfident, I was very good at my job. A lot of my contractors were so busy, but they appreciated the value that I brought to them, right? And so getting into the insurance industry, working with the construction industry, being able to not only help them be covered the proper way, because there's all kinds of exposures. They have to get their business back up and running, right, in order to help all of my customers. So there were synergies there, and I was certainly incentivized to make sure that my customers on the construction side were very had the proper coverage in place and plan, right? Because it's all about a plan at the end of the day. You got your growth plan, but you also have your continuity plan.
Yep.
So I was like that outsourced continuity plan for all of my contractors. And then that's when I realized there was a huge opportunity for me to, you know, I felt like that the construction industry was very underserved. So I really dedicated part of my life, you know, to educating and being the trusted advisor of that industry.
Awesome. And on our pre-interviews, we were talking through the journey of, you know, building an insurance business, selling an insurance business, working for others, helping acquisitions, you know, being looking at all those P&Ls. You've lived on all sides of the table of the insurance business, just like I have in the window and door business. And that's what becoming a trusted advisor is in that industry. I want to kind of start this journey from all of this tribal knowledge that you're bringing to the table around insurance, what are those top things that you need to account for insurance, and how do you set up coverage from all the lessons learned that you brought to the table?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, the needs are always a little bit different based on the insured, right? What the business is and what they do. There's a lot of, you know, core things that are going to be the same. I always start with the question, you know, if the worst thing happened, whatever that might be, what does that look like? How would you get, what is your continuity plan? You know, if a storm hit, if you're building and you have all your materials in your building, you know, what if one of your vendors or suppliers went down, right? What would you do? How would that impact your business, right? And then we kind of go backwards from there. Right.
So kind of key questions to help you derive to the fine print of the contract that nobody reads. Right?
Exactly. Right. What we found in my career is, you know, insurance companies as a whole, right, they're in business to make money. They're for-profit entities. Right. And so they are looking at the data just like I'm looking at the data. Right. I'm not a transactional trusted advisor. Right, that's what brokers are. They're transactional. What we do is we articulate to all of our customers and insureds, prospects, and say, hey, look, here are the top things that can happen. Here are the coverages, or this is how the carriers like to sublimit their risk. And we just don't believe that some of these areas need to be sublimited. Right, it just depends on the customer or the contractor and what they're doing. But God forbid, you know, one loss can bankrupt a company, right? What is it when there is a major loss? It's like 90% of them don't recover. A business doesn't recover. Think about that for just a second.
Yeah.
And that's with all the current, you know, the model that's out there today with the brokers. You know, you think you look and you see you got $1 million worth of coverage, but it's not $1 million worth of coverage for everything, right?
Right. Yeah. Does it cover what? The crucial things. That's why I kind of, you know, what are those top things that you've seen
yep.
over the years?
Well, I think a lot of it is just the big thing is liability exposures, right? There's so many liability exposures that contractors self-insure and they don't even realize it. You know, there's second part, there's third party liability exposure. So I'll give you a couple of examples. Number one, well, auto's a big one, right? You've got, you know, how many times do you, you know, you've got turnover in staff, you do what you can before you hire somebody. You know, we have a process that says, hey, you know, send us the name of your new employee, driver's license, etc. We do a background check. We do an MBR. We actually put a risk number on that person so that you understand if that's a good
person. Oh, wait. If you're going to hire someone to drive a vehicle, you should make sure they can be insured to drive the vehicle. Is that what we're saying?
That is exactly what we are saying.
As I grew my window and door company, it was like, we actually made that mistake at the very beginning. You hire someone because you got so excited about the emotional part of it, you forget about dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
That's right.
So that's why you have to have a trusted advisor. I think that's a great example to tee this up. I kind of want to unpack the trusted advisor, because one thing I've been really impressed with you, I think you could say that both of us is like, you can't bullshit the bullshitter.
That's
after
right.
You've been played this game, and you can call it confidence, cockiness, this or that. Of like, we've just spent, one of my favorite things as being a Denver Broncos fan is like, the Broncos have always been good, but great is like this step up, and it was Peyton Manning came up and did Audible Omaha, and he had spent the 10,000 hours and could make those pivots like that.
Quickly.
It's like me and living and breathing windows and doors and you and insurance. When you say the word trust advisor instead of a broker, I think there's a lot of people of misnomers around that.
That's right.
And it boils down to, do you have the eye of the tiger and you're going to go make it happen, right? Like, to give yourself the title, you have to have enough confidence to take that title. Can you unpack that a little bit? And one of the big things we're doing here jointly is to use that art of construction as an umbrella within construction to help the builder's table step up and say, what should we, where should we pay or where should we risk to self-insure? So what's your take from what I kind of teed up there when I say, I'm proud to say I'm a trusted advisor in the art of construction, leading the art of construction, and honored to have you sitting here in the studio talking about insurance as a trusted advisor. What's your take to that?
Well, that's a lot to unpack. Let me start with saying this. I spent 10 years of my life in the executive role of some of the largest property restoration companies in the world, right? Was over revenue, right? So, and I, you know, sales, marketing, as well as risk management. And from an acquisition standpoint, integration, right? So I did some due diligence on the acquisition standpoint. So I, one of the things that I always kind of push back, or I shouldn't say push back, but, you know, try to articulate, it's the same thing that every, I think, contractor struggles with. If they're a really good contractor, they have experience. They really do. And they care and they have passion, right? And so I come, I spent 10 years of my life in the construction industry, really learning it inside and out. So what I think differentiates me more than or better than just about anybody in the country is I actually lived it, right? And I think those experiences of you know, employee issues, you know, getting certificates of insurance out, being able to, you know, have that experience and intelligence, right? In order to provide the advice that's needed to move forward, we understand risk, and so what I think is missing in the industry, especially what I like to call small business, which is $1 million in revenue to $150 million in revenue, is they don't have somebody on their side that understands their business and is 100% on their side to help them identify what all the risks are so they can just go run their business. We become a part of their business. So when you talk about, you know, some of the most important things with in the construction industry, you know, they're certainly having the upfront intelligence, you know, being able to be to predict what those risk challenges are. They're going to, like you said earlier, it's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when, and the statistics prove that. Thirdly, you know what we do on our side, does it help you become operationally better? And the answer is yes, and I can explain and articulate that value. You know, one of the big things because I was with such big companies, and we did over 100 acquisitions of small businesses, right, of $3 million to $10 million in revenue. You know, you wouldn't believe, I would say maybe 85% of them were fully compliant with all the regulations. That's a nightmare, right? And then, you know, when something does happen, you know, again, having that continuity plan, right? And, you know, are you able to be reactive? Can you react and get back up and running in no time so that you can, you know, make sure that your employees do get their paychecks even if you're down for a month or two?
Yeah, the big thing that I'm hearing here is, like, the whole insurance game is hopefully you never need the insurance.
Of course.
But I think I would raise my hand and say, well, then it's just something you pay as little as you can and hope you never need it. I think you're better off looking at insurance as a trust advisor partner for operational excellence. And still, hopefully, they're helping you to never need it.
Exactly.
But it's not if, it's when, the longer you're in business. Just like having a good attorney, a good accountant, and, you know, the insurance is one of those people sitting at the builder's table that's really important. And so I really have liked doing my due diligence for this recording today. It was like you guys are doing a ton around IoT and technology AI and all kinds of stuff around educating the insurance model and getting people to think differently. You know, you spent a lot of time in the restoration business of contracting and getting thinking differently. Instead of saying we're not competing on drying equipment to dry out the flood, we're thinking about, operational excellence.
That's exactly right.
And that's a part of the operational cycle. Am I getting the mindset you, right?
Yes, you are right. And, you know, it's funny, you don't want to use your insurance unless you need to, right? And one of the things that you said, you nailed it. I just want to pay as little as possible. But can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you my secret. It's one of my secrets. I have a few. But if you, what we're really good at is when we speak to the marketing or the underwriting teams of all the insurance carriers that we go to market with, we educate them on how good of a risk and the understanding of the insurance that's needed on behalf of the contractor.
I thought that was just a transaction. You just hit a button.
No. There's a whole.
And I'm saying that tongue in cheek. In all seriousness, because this is the part I think you don't realize, the human part of the cell, of the undertow of this ugly business.
That's right.
If you just rise above the top, you're going to get your lunch. You're just going to get smacked at some point. So you got to have trusted advisors that are fighting for you. And the longer you're in business, it's not if, it's when. It's you're going to have some kind of lawsuit. You're going to have some kind of issue that it may be your team that you hired and someone made a mistake. Well, that's on you as the leadership. So you got to have a team that can back that and work through those bumps in the road. That's what you're helping sell the underwriting process of, hey, this is a good partner. And then you put a process around that, right?
You're absolutely right, and I just want to point out, you said it. What we do, it's the human in the loop, as we call it, is key, and we want to be the human in the loop. We leverage tech, just like all the contractors are going to leverage technology, and we're certainly a leader in that space, but we use the technology to help the human in the loop be the best that they are, to not only help the company grow, but also, this is more important to me, provide a better experience for our customers. And that's the same thing that the construction industry does as well.
I love that. So we're flowing great. So I'm sitting here looking at you, where the next thing we're going to talk about is your documentation flywheel. And I have a fun story around this of, like, the Art of Construction logo. I'm very passionate about it being inside of a circle. And I say Art of Construction constantly to say we are the Art of Construction Master Facilitators, the AOC MFers. You hear AOC and MF, you could think a lot of different things
when you
hear those acronyms.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so the word the acronyms around all this stuff is really important. And where I'm going to go with this is if you go back, Matt McMullen, one of my mentors and ambassadors, and he's in the Art of Construction, has been a guest podcast probably 30 times on the podcast. And when he came in and we did this whole master plan around how to run our businesses, he's saying we can't just do step 1, 2, 3, 4, because construction's messy. It doesn't work
that way.
And so he talked about cradle to cradle instead of cradle to grave, which is how construction works, is you're only as good as your last project. And insurance is one of those really sticky things when you're only as good as your last project when we're trying to move it forward. So he said, and I said, cradle to cradle, continuum of care and all this. And then we end up settling on the customer care wheel because we can't forget why we're doing this. If you're building buildings, we're selling the gooey middle, the general contractor that's trying to hand off the operational excellence of all that, right? And so I want to unpack, have you talk about your documentation flywheel, and then I can talk about our customer care wheel. And I think at the end of the day, it's about putting those people and process together that anybody can walk in here, and if you're selling and underwriting and insurance, you can quickly say, this is why this is a proven partner.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So talk to me about your documentation flywheel.
Sure. Well, I think, I'll start off by, before I talk about it, I'll just say one thing to based on what you just said. You know, it is so important to understand what the customer experience is today in your business and then document that, right? Because then what do you, because at the end, and then you also want to document what do you want your customer experience to be, right? And then that's how you see the gaps. And when you as a construction business, I think that's probably one of the most important things that has to happen. And if you understand that, it makes the documentation flywheel so much easier, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, you have to. What I've learned is, everything relies on documentation, right? So, because if you have a the way that you document things today, if you're really, really good at it, and that's what we push on, right? Excellence of documentation, then you have fewer disputes with the carriers, right? Consultants, whoever's customer, whoever's pushing back. So those disputes go way down. That gives you more time. You get faster payments, right? That is key, right? Cash flow is king, right? Healthier cash flow, which goes right back into being able to grow your business. You have more capacity to do more. And then guess what that equals? Better documentation again. Mm-hmm. So
that's the handoff of
that's the handoff.
Right?
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah. And we teach that, we make that part of what we talk about, which again, as a trusted advisor, understanding the construction business, you know, if I know that you're doing that, it makes our jobs a lot easier to insure you, get you the additional coverages that you may or may not be able to get on the open market without a true negotiation with the underwriting side. So again, these are all things that we talk about as part of the renewal insurance cycle as we go out to place the coverage and also get pricing. And I'll tell you another, you know, in our, 31st year on the insurance side, more than 95% of the time, because we focus on coverage and how we articulate and explain the value proposition of our client to the underwriting of the carriers, not over 95% of the time, it's never a price issue. Over 30 years. So I love to hang my hat on that.
100%. And it's back into the people business and
it
managing
is.
Those emotions of getting people in check, of documenting the facts. And the part I would like to add to that is that I think back of generations ago when I started getting coaches and using the EOS model. Traction, when the book came out, was a huge deal and got all the coaching. And it was like, it is amazing where we're at now with technology and AI, how it can spit out a flywheel or customer care wheel or a process, how fast it can give you that stuff. But I would really challenge people listening to this to do a little T before you GSD. And what I mean by that, that's one of our core values, is do you have to thoughtfully get stuff done and do that. You got to get your leadership team or the people that are bought in to the problem you're out to solve and the customers you're trying to take care of, is they got to be rowing in the same direction. Wow. And so right now we're in this, like, in my opinion, the IoT sophomore slump of you can spit out stuff so fast. Heck, we could make this a fake podcast that we could just say, make this for us.
Yep.
But I think you still have to have the human-led part of all this stuff. And that's where that trusted advisor becomes that's where you and I are now the leaders in this industry to say, okay, jump on the flywheel with us, but buyer beware. Here are the handoffs that we're going to help you with. And so I think we have to really augment and figure that out to understand really, what are the biggest costs to manage the two things we don't have enough of? And that's time and money, right? And so back to those things you really got to think of compliances and risks and costs, you know, that aren't on the P&L, because at the end of the day, it always has and always will be the first three rules of business that my mentor and father-in-law that helped me get this real estate and is supporting me on the golf course and all this stuff. He said, Devin, three rules of business, and this will never change. Number one, never run out of cash.
Yep.
Number two, never run out of cash. Number three, never run out of cash.
That's
and that
advice.
That can happen real easy if you don't have the right trusted advisors around you. So as we work towards closing these things, what are the biggest costs that aren't on the P&L for the tribe to be thinking about listening?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. The things that are on the P&L that we all know is equipment, labor, vehicles, materials, right? Those are always going to be on the P&L. But what really costs you in the back is, you know, poor documentation is number one. I see it everywhere. I every state, it's the same thing. Contracts, weak contracts, OSHA violations, slow collections, insurance gaps, right? Gaps in coverage is a big one. It's a top tenner. And, you know, inefficient workflows. Those are the really, that's really what costs every business that they don't know about, they don't pay attention to.
Totally agree. And we've never been at such a cool time to be able to have AI and tools help with all those things
for sure.
You just talked about. That is, as we work on closing this thing out, that is what technology, when we say the art of construction is for builders and affiliates to connect the right construction technologies and products to the right handshakes. Like Jeffrey and I are excited to meet you up on the golf course and at the builder's table and all the stuff that we're mm-hmm. working on together. But at the end of the day, the construction technology is about helping you avoid the risks or helping you document this stuff in a better way. If you're not paying attention to that, you're going to be gone quick in today's world.
Absolutely.
Of how fast things can go. But don't forget those handshakes, right? And it's hard, right? And so the question we always ask, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
Yeah, you know, I think successful construction firms, they have to learn how to leverage technology for their people. And I know it sounds easy. It's not easy. But it absolutely can be done. And because those people need to deliver a better, efficient, transparent product or better customer experience, right? So we always go back, and this is what we preach in our business, in my office, is, you know, how do we leverage technology for the human in the loop, in this case myself, or, you know, in order to help our customers have better experience so they can, you know, we can truly be that trusted advisor.
Love it. Yeah, and you and I had a lot of great discussions around what is the call to action? What is the freebie in the new AI world? And I loved how we settled on, you just said, you know what? When you need insurance, have us reach out because we want to be their trusted advisor.
That's right.
And I don't think you can say it any better than that, because at the end of the day, that's not faking. That's just being real, right? And so what is that one thing you want to leave our builders and affiliates to think about as they go out there to crush it and grow their business?
You know, through my experience, the biggest, the most important thing is having a growth plan, right? If you don't grow the top line, you don't have a business. If you don't have a top line, you can't manage the bottom line, right? So, you know,
yeah, I'm sitting there looking at all my motivation signs around you. If you're coasting, you're going downhill. If you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah.
So I couldn't agree more. And so you have to have that growth mindset to keep moving business forward, right? Because things aren't getting cheaper where you can do less.
Right. And I say, when I say growth plan, it's really understanding what everything involved, what all that means. And it's not just, hey, I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to grow, you know, I want to grow in this market segment because we're so good at it. And here are all the influencers, right? 15, 20 years ago, there was one decision maker. You just had to find that decision maker. And now it's that decision maker. Now there's 10 influencers, right? And who are they? And understanding that
in a good way, yeah, at all levels of business now,
it
too.
Does.
Like it's not just crusty contractor, and if that's all you're working with, you're in trouble because construction and innovation is not a one man band.
It's a team.
It's a team,
and
that's the key to the whole thing. And you know, we're proud to have you as on the team of Art of Construction and all the work that you've done, and stay in touch, the Master Facilitator community. We have big, big plans and big aspirations because we're not dying.
No.
We're growing around
and
here,
I'm proud to be a part of it any way I can.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story and all the things you're doing with me.
Thank you.
Awesome. Crush it out there, tribe.